This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations which recently visited various countries as part of country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kannimuri, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The Prime Minister has commended the delegations for their dedication in advancing India's voice on global platforms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. The delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that Operation Sindoor was the biggest action taken against terrorism in India's history. Speaking at an event in Dehradun at evening yesterday, the defence minister said the Pahalgam terror attack was not just an attack on Indian citizens but also an assault on the social unity of the country.
Pakistan samarthit aatankwadiyon ke gunahon ki list bahut hi lambi hai aur Pakistan sada aatankwad ko sahi karne ki koshish mein sadai laga raha hai. Ye zaruri hai ki aatankwad ke khilaf ladai mein hum keval aatankwadiyon ko hi nahi बल्कि उन्हें मदद करने वाले पूरे केवल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को भी पूरी तरह से खत्म कर दें. पाकिस्तान को जो पैसा या आर्थिक सहायता मिलती है उसका एक बड़ा हिस्सा आतंकवाद के कारखाने में खर्च किया जाता है. पाकिस्तान को फंडिंग का मतलब है आतंकवाद के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को फंडिंग.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has proposed to develop a dedicated enclave for Swiss businesses in India as he sought to attract investment from the European country. Addressing industry representatives of India and Switzerland in Bern, he invited companies to invest in India as the country provides huge opportunities for them. We could even create a Swiss enclave, an area dedicated to Swiss businesses, Goyal said. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized on the country's ancient tradition of knowledge, creation rooted in curiosity, sustainability and ethics, and inclusivity in the digital domain. Addressing the International Conference of Young Scientists at IIT Hyderabad, yesterday the minister noted that the country is at the forefront of the global knowledge movement and an education system that is both flexible and aligned with its civilizational ethos. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. In the meeting, Mr. Shah also reviewed the long-term measures being taken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country and the steps taken on the decisions made in the meeting held last year. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that Mr. Shah discussed the new technologies adopted by all agencies of flood management and expansion of their network in the meeting. He also emphasized on maximum use of space technology by various central agencies for flood control and water management. India's senior men's football team lost 0-1 to host Hong Kong in a crucial AFC Asian Cup qualifier in Kowloon last evening. Hong Kong's Stephen Pereira scored an injury time in the 94th minute to secure the win. The defeat jeopardizes India's chances of qualifying for the 2027 Asian Cup in Saudi Arabia and could see them dropped to 133rd in the FIFA rankings. In another Group C action, Singapore beat Bangladesh 2-1 to top the table while Hong Kong moved into the second. With 1 point, India sits at the bottom and only the group winner will qualify for the 2027 AFC Asia Cup. India had previously played out a goalless draw against Bangladesh. Indian shooting ace Elvinil Valaravan settled for the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle final in the ISSF World Cup in Munich yesterday. The 25-year-old shot 231.2 to finish third on the podium, behind 18-year-old Chinese sensation Wang Zifei, who won gold, and Korea's silver medalist Kwon Eun-ji. And that is the end of this news bulletin.